Open Windows, September the 1st. Love one another. In John 13:35, we read, "Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples." Love. Not the presence of a lot of understanding and teaching and truth. And not the absence of all sorts of things. Love is the governing matter with the Lord. It is not that he himself in his heart accepts the wrong things, but he sees through them. He sees differently from ourselves. You see, there is no hope of building up unless there is love, and love for all men. You and I ought to be greatly concerned with this matter of building up. Oh, God only knows how much of spiritual increase and building is needed. It is a paralyzing situation that faces us if we look at our own limitations. I am sure that nothing is going to be done unless we have a very large heart to look over and in and through and beyond, refusing to be held by the thing that is glaring at us, striking us and hurting us, and reaching through to that which is true in the heart. It is love that builds. Moreover, it makes differences to those who exercise it. It brings them into rest. Truth alone may bring a strained look into the face and eyes. Love alone will bring into the countenance some suggestion of quiet strength and restful confidence. Well, let us sit down in the armchair of his love and be at rest, and then get to work. You cannot work unless you have a background rest. And rest does not spring firstly from truth. It comes from love, God's love. Whatever else he gives us and adds to us, may the Lord make us a people who are characterized supremely by this love for one another and for all men. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. John 13:35.